Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jesus Corny Show. Live in the city.
Let's get going. with me, and we've gone on tour for a couple months. If you leave a name and number, I'll call you as soon as I get back.
Okay, Al.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
My image is the failure to be one. You know, the failure to be a rebellion against authority, because that is more of a rebellion against negativity. I think that it's hard for a lot of kids these things to kind of stand their ground and hold on to their values and have goals. And kids are getting an idea that it's wrong to be a good person. And I think that that's wrong, and that's what I love today in my whole energy and my music.
As doctors of our borders, our team provide a lifeline to millions of people. Outbreaks, natural disasters, and more, our teams are able to respond to emergencies at moments that only the people support. With your help, we can be a lifeline that we brought in crisis around the world. Don't wait to make your we can be a lifeline.
And I feel the love and the word of the Jesus. So it changes me to world. To live with the truth. Oh, I know that God is there. All the people that you have, I have to go in the day.
This is where we're up again.
We need an edge. It is holiday season. Audiences across America are standing and cheering. The Fortune of Rose is a classic underdog story that celebrates the American spirit. So is this fun. George Clooney delivers an inspirational movie for everyone.
Roll for your country. Roll for each other.
Roll it down, Coach. The Boys in the Bug, rated PG-13, based on the incredible true story, now playing only in theaters.
Ready to bring door brand into the real world.
Alright, just an old song. Yeah.
To give would be to see you.
Disasters don't take a break for the holidays. With your help, neither does the Red Cross.
Recently, I've been doing some
research for an album that I'm planning to do. Some songs from movies. And I came across what is one of the finest songs I think ever written for a film. But I thought I couldn't sing it because it's identified with one of the greatest singers who ever lived. But the lyrics felt so right, so relevant tonight that, what the hell, I decided to sing. But I would like to dedicate it to this wonderful woman who first sang it. This woman who I had the privilege of working with and who touched me deeply. Who knows, she may even be listening.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the sky, where there's a rainbow high to the sun, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the just a step beyond the lane. Thank you.
What can I get you? Oh, a cat, yeah.
No hope for that.
Thank you.
Strong, ooh, I get to hold on you. Yeah. have been lying, not the one. We've got a hold on you.
Where are you? 20 medications here that I'm off. I don't take anymore.
I am no longer on my thyroid medication, my asthma medication, no inhalers.
I'm off two blood pressure medications completely.
I am physically, in 3 weeks, able to move better than I have moved in years.
I'm no longer pre-diabetic, and my skin tags disappeared. My blood pressure is normal. My cholesterol is normal. I'm not on any medication.
I've got off all my medications, which has been definitely something that I never thought I'd be able to do.
I am a primary care physician. I'm frustrated, and it is not what I signed up for. I'm tired of our sick care model. I'm not choosing not to participate. I got in this to help people get well, harm them, protect them, lead them, teach them. That's not what I'm seeing in the healthcare system. I'm choosing to take a different approach as a doctor for the sake of people that are relying on us to teach them how to be healthy. Someone tell me why. Why is it, why don't doctors tell you to take something as simple as magnesium instead of a stool softener, knowing that the stool softener dehydrates your bowels? Why don't doctors tell you to take D3 in the winter? Because you can't get it from the sun. It's gone, depending on where you live in the country. And it radically improves the immune system and impacts your sleep. Why don't doctors tell you to change your diet? You know, when you're having heartburn or indigestion, your body's literally revolting against you. Instead of giving you something like Prilosec or Nexium, knowing that studies show that they're linked to kidney failures and osteoporosis. Why don't doctors tell you to focus on herbs or certain foods to heal? Why don't doctors tell you to lower the toxic chemicals that are inside of your house, knowing that it's 100 times more toxic in your house than outside? That might be causing you your constant headaches or your allergies. All the fragrances and chemicals and the toxic buildup that gets into our cells are what creates these things. Why are you informed by your doctor that if you eat something as simple as a grapefruit every day, that it'll support lowering your blood pressure naturally and you don't need or might not need a medication? And so a person that's taking a blood pressure drug can't take anything with grapefruit in it. The same thing applies with a blood thinner telling people they can't eat green food. Why don't you just eat the green food? Why doesn't your doctor tell you to take something like an activated charcoal so that it just soaks up toxins for like your headaches or maybe you're bloated or you have skin problems, telling you that your gut is backed up or you have, you know, some kind of food poisoning? Because activated charcoal bonds those and removes them from the body. Real simple. Why do doctors tell you to use herbs or herbal teas to manage your pains or support your immune system or support your digestive function, knowing that these different herbs can help your organs? Proven, because a lot of science on it. Why don't doctors, instead of suggesting you to take a prescription drug, why don't they give you something as simple as a probiotic every single day to help support your gut health and your immune health, knowing that we have all these friendly bacteria inside of us that need help? Why don't doctors create diets and lifestyle plans for patients instead of offering pills, when we know that over 90% of disease is due to lifestyle? Why don't we spend the majority of our time trying to prevent disease instead of treating it? Why don't doctors tell you to take something like a supplement to support your health prior to becoming sick, when we know that supplements and herbs can help prevent these things? Why don't doctors teach you to manage your emotions, because that stress, that anxiety is going to lead to physical bodily damage, and the strain that you're under can play a significant role in your overall health? Why don't doctors take a real role in helping people be healthy in their lives? Doesn't make sense to me. Why are we helping people get healthy instead of taking care of them after they get sick? I think it needs to change. I believe that real health is possible. I believe that you're the solution. I believe that the greatest doctor in the world is inside of you. We're just messing it up. I believe it's possible for you to live good. We're just not getting the right information. If you need help with it, there's a link. I'll post it up for you. My book, it breaks it down. It's an Amazon bestseller. I'll send it to you for free right now. Just cover the shipping. And it's my answer to this broken sick care system that we have, that as a doctor I'm choosing not to participate in, as my wife as a nurse choosing not to participate in. We want to be at the top of the hill, telling people don't go down the hill because you don't know how to ski and it's a double black diamond, as opposed to standing at the bottom of the hill with an ambulance, picking them up after everything's broken, damaged, start warning people before it ever happens. Well, if you go to a doctor and you pass all the tests and you pass the physicals, there's nothing they can do for you. If they have to come back next year, you can only participate in the system if you are sick. That's backwards. That's sick care, not healthcare. I want to do something about it to help you experience real health. So there's a free book there. I'll send it to you. You don't have to go buy it on Amazon. It's you literally cover the shipping. As a bonus, I'll get you the virus guide in your email as a follow-up as well. Just cover the shipping of it, of the book, and then I'll send you the virus guide, because it's just the time to know when to...
In the corner of the bar, stands a jukebox. The best of country music, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter. Somebody else's songs and yours are true. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, and my friends around, they tell me the same. Till some button-pushing cowboy plays that love song, and here I am just listening to a game. Far away. I could swear I'd be the richest girl in Nashville. But I guess I didn't get my fill. Cause when you left, you didn't leave too much behind. Just a note that said, I'm sorry to buy a picture. And a song that's weighing heavy on my mind. Please, Mr. B, don't blame me, 17. We were down long, it was but it's over. This is the thing. You can't know what I mean. I don't ever want to hear that song again. Oh, don't blame me,
17. Now I'm at 5 cars, the Audi Q3, the Porsche Macan S, the 2022 Honda Civic, the 2023 Hyundai Elantra, and I actually purchased another 2023 Hyundai Elantra because it was a very well-performing car.
I have about 35 cars, and those cars range from, you know, small economy cars all the way up to Rolls Royce Gold, so even the exotic side.
I started to understand how pricing and the model works and how to become a better host and how to lay down my rules and lay down expectations.
We have 9 cars listed on the platform and manage 1 other car for a local host. It has become a steady side income for me and my family. Until date, me and my husband together have made about, to be exact, we have made $37,000 until today. And it has been an amazing journey.
Now I'm up to 3 cars right now. And in total, I'm making about, I would say, on average, about $2,000 a month. My highest, I think, $2,600, $2,700, which is pretty crazy because in reality, I haven't put really any money in this business.
This car right here makes us $2,000 a month. We pay $700 per month on car payments and insurance. Everything else afterwards is profit. We get to keep the car and drive it whenever we want. Want to know how we do it? By renting this car online. Again, without having to drive a single mile. There's this app that takes care of all the work, marketing, sales, and paperwork. You just have to hand over the keys. Now, I would be lying if I said it was 100% passive income, but it's as close as it can get.
Here's how it works. An average car payment with insurance per month is from $500 to $700. You can easily rent that car for minimum.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appointments for cancer treatment were 3 days a week, but I couldn't drive myself there. The American Cancer Society gave me free rides to treatment. They're a major part of my survival story.
Your donation, big or small, can go the distance. $70 could help provide a free ride. Donate today at cancer.org.
I may need to make a video for this. Create a video script sharing our new company values. Okay, I see you. That took like 3 minutes. Awesome.
Even though it's so long, I love how you keep going strong. I remember the things that we used to do. A kiss in the rain to the sunshine. I can't decide, but I'm still in love with you. You like crazy. I think you like crazy. Ever since you went away, every hour, every day, I miss you like crazy. I miss you like crazy. No matter what I say to you, it's just so getting over you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
one thing at a time. And I do my job.
You're back again, also extends survival. Your back can harm unborn babies and cause loss of pregnancy. Use effective birth control during treatment and for 1 week after the last dose of back. Side effects will be a little more tired than usual. Thank you.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late, gotta be safe, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, gotta be safe, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Gotta get home, gotta get home, gotta get home, gotta get home, gotta
I